Hey, GWA backstage. It's Queer Jacket again. I'm doing another questionnaire because, as previously established, I am a great egotist. And I was looking through the other questionnaires and I was looking for a questionnaire I really wanted to do, and I know a lot of people have been doing this questionnaire lately, and I really wanted to do something that wasn't that, just in case people got sick of hearing the same questions over and over and over again. But god damn it, this is a really good questionnaire. So here I am answering Petal's third questionnaire, because I love these questions. Sorry. Okay. So, number one, how do you feel about visible neck hickeys? Oh, I love them. I love giving. I love receiving. I love them. Do I want to show up to work or to a family event with them? No. But I do love neck hickeys. Because first of all, my neck is very sensitive, and second of all, I love being marked. I love marking others. I love bruises. Such a fun reminder of, you know, good times past, for the most part. I mean, you know, in this specific context, right? Okay, well. But yeah, I, you know, I love looking at a hickey and, you know, first of all, thinking, oh, I've been marked. I, you know, just the evidence of someone claiming you is kind of really hot. And then seeing a hickey that I've given someone on another person is the same sort of, I marked you, I gave you that, and I marked you, and yum. Also, I love poking hickeys because I'm an asshole. But it's so fun, and then you poke them, and they jump, and they're all, Okay. Okay, sorry. Okay. Question number two. Do you prefer carpet, wood, or tile flooring? Tile where you eat and shit, and wood everywhere else. That's it. Number three. Do you like eggs? If so, how do you like them best? If not, why not? I do like eggs. I like eggs a lot. I like them best as brownies, or cookies, or cake. So many choices. And bread. Though actually, what the fuck is it called? Egg in a hole? Where you basically do like a, you toast a piece of bread on one side, and then you flip it over, and you cut out like a hole in the middle of the bread, and then you crack an egg into it, and then the egg is like, the albumen is pretty much cooked, but then the yolk is still uncooked, and I mean, not like uncooked, it's not raw anymore, but it's still viscous and yummy and rich and delicious. And then it's so nice, and then you can spread butter on the... Anyways, it's just, it's really good. And it's also 11 p.m. and I can't make myself any right now because I'm tired and I have to work and I really want something to eat. Fuck. Okay, sorry. Back on track. Number four. Are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone you had a close bond with? Would you be able to have sex with someone with whom you had extremely different political views? Let's see. I used to think that I could only have sex with people I had a very close bond with, and then things happened, and that opinion on my abilities changed into knowledge of abilities that were sort of contradictory to that original opinion. I don't have to have a close bond with someone to be able to have sexual interactions with them, but I don't tend to enjoy sexual interactions as much with people that I don't already know very well, because I like people and brains and, lives and stories, and I like getting to know people, and the sex is, sort of a, it's a bonus on top of that. So, I don't care if the bond is platonic or romantic or what, but I like to have a close, at least a close-ish bond with someone before I have sex with them. So, that's that. And no, wait. As far as the political views go, if it's just like, if it's about something like abortion or, women's rights, that sort of thing, not really down, because also because I know it's not exactly the most logical of leaps, but I tend to associate opinions like anti-choice anti-choicers were, abortion and all of that. I tend to associate their willingness to dictate the rights of an entire gender slash biological sex. I have opinions on anyways, sorry. Right. But it, I feel like anybody who is willing to police every uterus in a given country or area based on their own personal opinions can't have much more respect for the person attached to that uterus, when they're up close and getting down and dirty with them. So that kind of thing puts me off. But I mean, if it's just like, fuck the Federalists, Alexander was a long-winded jackass, then I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you. He was a long-winded jackass, and all of that. And God, he was just such a fucking idiot. And like, but he wrote so much and about so many things that he really didn't need to write about. And fucking, like, I get it. You worked on this great financial system. You were very, very clever. Yes, you're very clever. Now shut up. Really, honestly, if we just sat Alexander Hamilton down with the grandfather from The Princess Bride, I feel like his life could have turned out very differently. Maybe. I don't know. Why am I talking about Alexander Hamilton? Right, yeah. But basically, if you're like, eh, fuck the Federalists, then I don't care. I mean, we can hate fuck, I guess. You can also be secure in the knowledge that you're wrong, but that's an option. Number five, what are your current thoughts on the infamous internet video Two Girls One Cup versus what you thought of it when you first saw it? I've never seen it. I thought it was really gross when I first heard about it, and I thought a lot of other things that were really, really judgmental and terrible. And I at this point I really don't care about it. I mean, two girls took a cup and they made a video, and that's sort of that's what they did, that's their life, and I don't really have a I don't have to have an opinion on it, and frankly I don't really deserve to have an opinion on it. So I don't have an opinion on it because it doesn't concern me, and I'm not going to pass judgment on somebody else for doing something that they wanted to do for whatever reason. And if they didn't want to do it, then that makes the video a lot more sinister, and then that just sort of makes me sad. Six, what's your skincare routine? The Elizabeth Bathory method. I adore it. It was a lot harder. I used to live in a college town, so it was a lot harder to sort of keep up with the supplies and all of that. But yeah, it really helps. Really helps. I'm just kidding. Which is, I don't know if that's more awkward for the people who get the reference or for the people who don't. I just use, water and soap, lotion, if I ever remember it, whatever skincare product my aunt has decided to pawn off on me at the time. Not really much to it. Number seven. If GWA had suddenly become a place where its content creators were to be paid according to how many upvotes, plays, and comments their submissions received, how much do you think would change, and what do you think would change? How would this affect you and your future posts? I'm assuming this is GWA, as it stands right now, suddenly making this switch. In which case, I think that you would see sort of two different groups of people. One group of people who is here for the people and the posts, and who are here for the hell of it. And I think that they would try to function as they always would. Some of them might leave, a lot of them might leave. Some of them might stay, but it would, it wouldn't be as strong and happy and supportive as it is right now. Because then you have the other group, the people who are here specifically just to get paid. Which, I mean, if you gotta eat, you gotta eat, and you gotta do what you gotta do to get to it. But it would change GWA, and it would make the sub a lot more uncomfortable, and just, because people would start playing specifically to, say, the most popular tags, maybe, instead of, doing stuff that they really cared about. And then you would have people recording things and doing them just for, the money. And I mean, you might not be able to tell, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this point. I'm tired. But yeah, basically, I think it would change. I think it would become a lot weirder, and it wouldn't be as open and as lovely. It wouldn't be GWA anymore. And to that end, I probably would either stop frequenting the site, or at least I would stop posting, just because it would make me feel very weird. I might become a lurker if that could happen, in this hypothetical scenario, because at that point I would get really conscious about my own interactions on the sub, and thinking about it, I would be a lot more worried about, do I like this person type thing. I would feel a lot more conscious about giving upvotes and plays and comments, debating whether I should do them for things that I didn't even like, just because, I know that people are getting paid off of them. It would just be weird and uncomfortable, and I wouldn't like it. And I probably wouldn't post here just because I don't feel like having that sort of mindset fuck with my brain. My brain's very fuckable. Fuck upable. So, it's okay. Right. Sorry. Number eight. Is what you have built on GWA something you can throw away as of right now? Where does GWA stand in terms of importance for you? I could probably throw it away. If something came up that was, if something came up where I had to get rid of GWA and it was important enough that I had to get rid of GWA, I would do it. I would prefer not to have to, if at all possible, but it's not something that I am so emotionally attached to. I do love you guys, I swear. I just, it's not that important to me in terms of, as opposed to getting a job or, keeping a definite long-term partner and that sort of thing. Though on the other hand, if I had a long-term partner that looked at GWA and was like, you can never go back there again, blah, 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 you have to delete everything, I'd be like, well, that's kind of a shitty thing to try and make me do. And that would make me sad and lessen them in my eyes, which would also make me sad. So, yeah, I mean, I can't throw it away. I don't want to, but I could do it if the situation arose. Number 9. Are you currently ready for a child? Or more, I don't have children, so I am not ready for more children. But I am definitely not currently ready for a child. I'm all of 5 years old, really. I'm a toddler with access to alcohol. Give them a reason for all of the vomiting and the passing out and the being terrible eaters. But I'm not competent enough to take care of myself. And I can, I mean, I can keep a dog alive, but that's mostly because I have help and because the dog can bite me if it needs something. So, there's a little bit of a different dynamic there going on. Bit more of a fear type thing. It's really at this point, I only love him because of Stockholm Syndrome, so, God. What if a kid Stockholm me? That would be really. Well, it probably wouldn't be worse than the fact that I am throwing around this term very, very lightly. Let's just move on to the next question. Ooh, hee. Is there a meaning behind your username? If so, what is it?
Well, I just thought all of the straight people get straitjackets, so why isn't there one for the queer people?
That was my reasoning behind my username. I thought it would be clever. And I will change my opinion on if I still think that based on how amused you guys are on it. No, I don't know. I think it's sort of funny. It could possibly be offensive, but I still think it's funny. I'm sorry. 11. What is one pair? Ooh, yay. Okay. What is one pair of shoes you wear all the time or more than the others? So, one pair of shoes that I do wear all the time is they're these pretty tall boots. They don't really have a heel. It's like maybe a half inch, if even. But they're very tall. They come up just over my knee. Or not over my knee, sorry, they come up just to my knee. And they're black, and they have golden zipper on the outer sides. I mean, and also like an inner zipper so that you can take them off and put them on and stuff. But they're so pretty, and I love them, and especially because it's cold right now, I super love wearing them all the time. They're a bit flashy, but they're also sort of the only flashy thing I usually wear, because I forget about jewelry all the time. I forget about a lot of things all the time. So, you know, that's the one thing that I have that I consistently sort of like, oh, well, you know, they look nice. And they do actually look nice. But one pair of shoes, that I would wear all the time if I could, and I know this is cheating, but I just really want to talk about these boots because they're these boots with about 5, 5.5 inch stiletto heels, and these boots come over the knee, and they have, you know, like belts and stuff on the sides, and you know, like, I mean, design belts, not like functional belts. And I call them my, and they're leather, and I call them my parrot hooker boots. Because, I mean, I should call them my Rocky boots, because realistically, the only place I do wear them is to Rocky. But, you know. Oh, they're so nice. Also, I like calling them parrot hooker boots, because how fun is it? Pirate hooker boots. Okay. Number 12. Are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? For example, if someone asked you, blah, 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 why or why not? I don't like giving out details of myself, but I find myself giving out small physical details more easily than I should. So I guess the answer is technically no. I'm not terribly hesitant to give out details to people that I think slash hope are not going to come find me and murder me. But I'm hesitant to sort of, you know, give out like a full description. I don't know. I mean, I guess I can be sort of nondescript. I've mentioned that, or I may not have. I think I've mentioned at some other point somewhere that I am brown. I do have that permanent tan. My hair goes down almost to my hips. And it is black, and it is very long. A little better to grab you with, my dear. I'm pretty tall. I have brown eyes. And I say a lot. Also like, which I kind of really hate, but well. 13. What is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something in which generic or knockoff anything would not suffice. Oh. I don't know. Music? That's a lie. That's a lie. I don't know. I guess maybe translated books. I don't, you know, I don't do it often. But if I have to read a lot of books that have been translated from different languages, I will usually be very picky about the who has translated them, if possible. Just because words are important, and when you know, you need to find a translator who is faithful to not only the meaning of a passage, but also to the musicality of it. So that's one thing. Oh, I don't know. Also, good food. Not just good, you know what? Good Indian food, first of all. But second of all, Good food. If only just because I can eat shit whenever I want, and I do eat very terrible food all of the time. But if I feel like I want to make myself a really nice, really good meal, I'm not gonna half-ass it. I'm gonna get the best ingredients that I can find, and I'm gonna make it. So, I mean, obviously, I don't do it a whole ton, and when I do it, I will try to find a good deal, but I try to get the best that I can for food, because it's food. It's what keeps you alive, etc. You are what you eat. I may be a shithead, but try not to eat that much shit. Shit. I don't. Oh God, what am I even fucking saying? 14. Would you ever consider doing a meetup with someone you met off of GWA and perhaps doing a live sex collaboration to post for all of us to hear? Oh man. I don't think I would consider it in real life. I definitely might fantasize about it, but I would be a little too apprehensive in real life about meeting up with someone. And sort of seeing them face to face. Though I think that's more just like a safety thing that's been beaten into me since very, very young age. 15. Do you consider flirting with someone online or through text cheating? No. So that's mostly because I'm very, very lax about flirting. Not about cheating, but with flirting, because I'm a ridiculous flirt. I am the most determined flirt that ever made my family ridiculous. And I have a lot of fun flirting, and I don't mind if my partner is flirting with other people. As long as, I don't need to sort of monopolize their attention for any particular reason. So I don't really consider flirting cheating. I'm monogamish, so I'm actually pretty much good with my partner. Like, basically, I guess going to about second base with anyone, I don't care, 'cause definitely have had a lot of fun, nights and cast parties and stuff where, you make out with people a little bit and all of that, but I don't generally like things to go further beyond that without some serious discussion. But anyways, all this is to say that I don't really consider flirting cheating. I consider it cheating if you start to discuss, like, relationships without discussing them with me, or just anything that keeps me out of the loop. It's hard to cheat on me. It's happened, but it's hard to cheat on me. Like, you have to have been fucking someone for upwards of 3 months without letting me know. Even though we're in an open relationship, for me to consider you to have been cheating on me. Wow, okay. Let's maybe not let me get better. Let's see, what's the next question? During sexy times, rate these from most arousing to least arousing on a lady. Oh, I'm gonna have to start with black lace bra and panties. Classic, gorgeous, instant confidence boost, which automatically makes a person a lot more attractive. So, I mean, everybody's got one pair, but every pair looks different on everybody, and everybody looks different, even emotionally when they're wearing their black lace bra and panties. God, what a nice mental image. Okay, let's see. Next would be men's dress shirt, definitely. Because either you're just wearing the dress shirt loose, and that's sexy as hell, or you're wearing the dress shirt as part of an actual suit, and oh man, I do love to go in for that masculine coating sometimes. I mean, well, also, oh God. Also, just everybody looks good in a goddamn suit. Fucking everyone looks good in a goddamn suit. That's it. That's all I can say. That's just, yes. French maid outfit is next. Not because I find it particularly attractive, but because I think French maid and I automatically think of Yvette from Clue. And I like Clue a lot. God, what a good movie. What a good movie. I love Clue. I need to rewatch it. But yeah, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna hate it. It's not like a panty dropper for me, but I'm not gonna hate it. Don't really like the Catholic schoolgirl uniform. Don't like the naughty nurse uniform. Not really gonna bother rating them. I don't think either one's worse. Both of them annoy me. 17. If you were to develop a crush on someone you met on GWA, would you tell them? No, because if I told them, then I'd probably catch cooties. I don't know. I mean, I will definitely, like, I definitely would probably try to talk to them and, you know, strike a friendship or something like that. And I would definitely flirt with them a lot. But I'm not gonna tell them if I develop real feelings on them, because that's sort of impractical and it's nursing something that it's nursing an obsession with an image, I think, of, you know, whatever has been presented to me online from someone else. And, you know, even if it's not, even if it is authentic, it's still not, like, it's not. There's something different between, or it's, God, I can't, words, I can't brain the thing so that I can words the thought. I wouldn't tell them that I had developed a real crush on them. Not least of all because I get very, very insecure about being more in love with someone than they are with me, which is pretty much how almost all of my romantic experiences have gone ever, whether or not they were technically one-sided or mutual. So, that is a very real fear of mine. So, no, I'm probably not going to tell you if I'm actually developing a crush on you. I will be a very determined flirt, but I'm not going to tell you if I have a crush on you. Also, because I don't know if, I don't think I would feel comfortable meeting up. at least nowhere near where I live or anything that could identify me at all. So, I don't know. I probably wouldn't. Sorry. 18. For the rest of your life, you can only eat either untoasted white bread crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with a crust still on, or cold watery tomato soup with a random stalk of celery somewhere in there. Which do you choose? Well, I don't mind white bread. I love crunchy peanut butter, and the crusts are nutritious. So there's that. On the other hand, grab some vodka and some hot sauce, and you can turn that cold, watery tomato soup into a nice Bloody Mary. And then if you can only subsist on that for the rest of your life, well, you make enough Bloody Marys and the rest of your life is very short indeed. I'll probably go with the peanut butter sandwiches. I love crunchy peanut butter. I don't care if that's blasphemy. Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck your blasphemy and your god that doesn't like crunchy peanut butter. Let's see. Next, 19. You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not is this quote bullshit? It is bullshit, first of all. But why? Well, it's bullshit because there are storms after which no rainbow appears, and there are rainbows that don't need a storm to appear. So, you don't have to go through shit just to be happy, and you're not guaranteed happiness at the end of all the shit you go through. I mean, if you have to experience the storm, don't go through it just because you're banking on a rainbow. Go through it because you want to prove to yourself and the world that fuck you, I can get through this storm and I'm gonna be better for it at the end of it. Just look it in the face and scream, do your worst and fucking tough it out. That's what you do with a storm. You don't have to be determined to be happy. You just have to have the will to live. You know, happiness is not the fun little prize that you deserve for living, for existing. Happiness is something that you create for yourself. So don't wait for the storm to create it, and don't sit around waiting for the rainbow. Grab some paint and make it yourself. Don't put yourself through shit just because you think you're gonna be happy for it. And don't think that happiness comes just because you completed your, I don't know. There are some people who go through life and the storm never ends. What do you tell them? What do you tell them if they look around and they see rainbows for everybody else and their rainbow never comes? You know? Okay. Number 20. What was your first cell phone? Could you have that now and be content? It was one of those Nokia fucking brick phones. I wouldn't. I don't think I could have it now and be content just because I use my cell phone for so many things, mostly the internet. But I use my cell phone for so many things that Nokia could not do. That I wouldn't be content with it. I don't feel like getting myself a tablet or, you know, a very portable anything like that. So I'd like to keep my cell phone though. Though I mean, if I had to make do with a Nokia, I wouldn't mind it. I could drop it all the time and nothing would happen to it, and I could text and make calls and play Snake, and really, what does a person need in their life besides that, right? 21. Does a sexual slash romantic partner's height matter to you? No. Not really. If I'm looking in general terms, then I would say, yeah, ideally, I'd like to be dating someone taller than me. I'm 5'10", so it's I usually a lot of the guys that I meet are around my height. They're not taller than me. It doesn't really bother me. Like I said, you know, the being taller than me isn't ideal, but if I meet someone and I really like them, then I the height isn't gonna matter. Unless it is, unless it's a girl and they're a lot shorter than me, because that's so cute. That's really, really cute. Oh, God. Okay. 22. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? I don't think there's such a thing as being too young to know what love is. Love is an emotion. It's a mood, like any other emotion or mood that you experience. It tends to, it feels a lot more significant, I think partly because the amount of significance that we put on it, but anyways, people have so many different kinds of love to give and to share that, of course, they know what love is anyways. But this, the question is implying romantic love, and I don't think that's unreasonable. I don't think that they will necessarily know what lasting, unbreakable in the face of everything love is. I don't think that they will find their undying, never true course, true love, but I don't think they're too young to know what it is. I think that when people who are, in high school still or whatever, say that they're in love with each other, I don't think they're wrong. I think they do know what love is, but what I think they don't understand is what life is and what life does to love and what life does in spite of love. I mean, the world marches on whether or not you're mooning over your next door neighbor, And I think that is the material point when when you say maybe date around a little bit instead of settling on your high school sweetheart, or when people give advice to that effect, it's not because they doubt, or well, it shouldn't be because they doubt what the people are feeling, but it should be because they doubt that the people understand what exactly it is they're feeling next to the enormity of the rest of their life. An enormity that they have yet to experience or fully get a grasp on. So that's that. Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? I don't know. I'm sure there is. I do look at love like almost any other emotion, and emotions can come and go. So I'm sure it does exist. I just haven't experienced it myself, so I can't really expand on that. 23. Would you be able to make a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey, all on your own? No. I'm vegetarian. I can make you a mean tofu turkey, and I can make a ton of really nice vegetarian sides. I can't do the turkey. I'm sorry. I'll leave that to someone else. Well, 24. Do you like the taste of alcohol? No. So, well, no. Yes, I do like it. I like beer. I don't care enough about beer to drill down to what kinds of beer I like. I just know that I like beer and I don't like hoppy beer, but it's beer all the same. I hate wine. I can't stand it. It makes me nauseated. Can't do it. And I adore whiskey and scotch. I love gin. I have a very special place in my life for tequila. don't really do vodka, and liqueurs are usually, yeah, pretty all right in my book. One of my favorite winter drinks is hot chocolate with crème de menthe in it. I don't know how to word. I don't know how to make that the I don't know how to pronounce that properly. But that or peppermint schnapps. It's so good. And it's such a cozy drink, and you drink it and you want to be curled up in a blanket and watching snowfall and whatever, that sort of shit. But yeah, alcohol, great big thumbs up. 25. Would you integrate a caregiver little dynamic or a master pet dynamic into your romantic relationship, or would you consider that strictly for the bedroom? Why or why not? If you're not into either of these, what is the last song you listen to? I'm not actually into either of those dynamics, so the last song I listened to, shit, what is the last song I listened to? Fuck. Hold on. Okay. I just checked Spotify and it tells me that the last song that I was listening to was What Did I Miss from Hamilton. And God, what a good fucking musical. I feel like I say this about a lot of things. God, what a good this or what a good that. What a great whatever. But Hamilton is really, really good. Especially if you're into American history. I really especially like it because it calls out Thomas Jefferson as being a slave owning rapist fuck. Yay. Though I will say this, I don't think I could handle a 24/7 relationship just because I can't hold a role that long. I need to be able to retreat out of that. I need to have a lot of I need to be able to have my own space and my own, I need to be able to retreat back into myself. Playing a role and putting up a front is incredibly draining. And I know that, this is these kinds of relationships, they're not supposed to be they're not supposed to be a front. It's supposed to be a demonstration of an actual relationship. It's supposed to be the fulfillment of a need that you desperately want. But the fulfillment of my needs would not be 24/7 case of that, Also, I am the switchiest switch of all switches, so I can't stay in one role. I would go insane. So yeah, pretty much that. 26. Do you have a signature fragrance? If so, what is it? I don't have a signature fragrance. It's really weird because people, I get comments on how I smell a lot. Positive comments. I don't have people just going around being like, "Wow, you stink!" Like literally stink. I don't stink. But I don't have a signature fragrance. So, about 7 years ago, I. 7 years ago. 6 years ago. Sorry. 6 years ago. 5 years ago. Sorry. Wow. About 5 years ago, I went to. I stayed with an aunt of mine for about a week or so because she had a shopping addiction and, she was just getting over it and she wanted my help sort of getting through her stuff and reducing whatever she had and coming up with a plan to help her sort of consolidate her life and get everything back on track. And part of what happened was that there were things that she didn't want to keep in the house because, you know, they would do nothing for her except prompt her to want to go and acquire more. But she also didn't want to just sell them or give them away to anyone, so she gave them to me. And one of the things that she gave me was a box, like a cardboard box, filled with perfume samples. All sorts of different perfume samples. I tried asking her why she had all of these perfume samples. I still don't understand the answer she gave me. I'm not even going to try to repeat it for you, because 5 years later, it will still make me scratch my head. So I took them, and I've been living off perfume samplers for 5 years now. That's really that. So no, I don't have a signature fragrance. Let's see. 27. Can you have a hands-free orgasm? No. 28. Do you think you'll be living in the same place, house, apartment, city, etc. in the next 5 years? God, I fucking hope not. I am not making a whole ton of money, so I'm currently staying with my parents. Yay. I really don't want to be staying here in the next 5 years. If I want to advance my career in the direction I'm thinking of, I might have to move eventually sometime in the next couple of years, but I still have to sort of get my life together enough to figure out if that can actually work, and if it can work, then how. So I really don't want to be living in this place 5 years from now, because I might just consider trepanning a new therapeutic exercise. 29. Would you ever try, or have you ever tried, having a man versus wild type of adventure? Why or why not? No, I would never try it. And no, I have never tried it. Do you know why? It's because wild would win. I would lose. Wild would eat me. It would be gory and terrible, and I would fail miserably and die alone and mauled in the woods. This is not for a lack of trying, it's just for a lack of competence. I am not saying this in a defeatist manner, I am saying it in a realistic manner. I can barely operate on a daily basis given the amenities that I have right now. I am not functional with a coffee maker and, you know, a stove and fridge and takeaway. I'm not going to survive out in the wild. If someone was with me and was willing to spend the approximate, you know, 50,000 hours that it would take to get me to any sort of competence in the wild, I might try it, but I don't think it's gonna. Nah. 30. Could I go vegan? No. I can't go vegan. I have been vegetarian for most of my life. I'm actually falling in and out of that right now. It's sort of linked to religious things. And, you know, so the willpower is not strong with this one. But I can be vegetarian if I believe that I have a reason for it, and honestly, the ethical concerns, I just don't, I don't find myself being incredibly bothered by them, and maybe I should be, and maybe it should horrify me, some of the things that I hear about, but the ethical concerns are just not a part of my focus in creating and maintaining my diet. So I could not go vegan. I can go vegetarian easily enough in terms of just the sheer discipline to maintain it. I can go vegetarian easily enough, and you know, I would be fine with that, because I have done it for so long that I'm just falling back into old habits. I can't go vegan because dairy gives me life and eggs give me life. And without dairy or eggs, I am without life. Going vegan is not for me. It's like the quote from Clue, where Mrs. White is talking about, seriously, guys, go watch Clue. It is so good. It's got Tim Curry in it, who is the most beautiful creature on this great and glorious earth. But she makes a crack about, how, happiness after marriage or is a, oh fuck, I don't remember the quote. God, why am I talking? Oh yeah, 'cause I apparently can't not fucking fuck. Okay, Jesus, wait. Next question. 31. If you could only have sex where only one of the two of you comes, who would you want it to be? Yes, the rest of your life will be this way. I would give it to the other person just because it actually took me a very long time to learn how to come. So it's, I learned how to get myself to where I want to be without actually having an orgasm. So I don't care if I come, but I do care if my partner comes because I want my partner to be happy. And if my partner wants to make me happy, I don't have to come. There are ways of me getting there, and given that my partner is not, inexperienced or overenthusiastic, probably I'll be able to get them to do what I need. 32. What other subreddits do you frequent? Wow, I don't even remember. This is an alt, so I don't have all of my normal subreddits on here. Let's see. Obviously, Gone Wild, Backstage, Script Guild, Shower Thoughts, Today I Fucked Up, No Sleep. I love lo No Sleep. I get real squared, scared real easily, but I love No Sleep. Today I Fucked Up. Did I mention that one? I think I did. Life Pro Tips, AMA, 2X Chromosomes, Trollex Chromosomes. I love Trollex. And there's probably others. I don't know. They're on my main. I'm too lazy to pull it up right now. 33. Would you rather be without your tongue or your teeth? No. Yeah, no. I kind of want to make a blowjob joke right now, but I don't really know where to start with that one. I mean, I know where to finish with it. Oh my God. Oh my God. I need to be stopped. Oh God, please somebody take away all of my recording capabilities. Just make me go to bed. Make me go to sleep. Okay. 34. There's only one question left, okay? You don't. There's only one left, and then I will be gone, and I will maybe go to bed. Oh my God. Okay. All right. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm not okay. I'm never okay. But I'm I'm better now. Okay. The only pornographic material you are able to access on the internet is either your own audios or laggy pixelated porn with no sound. Which do you choose and why? Laggy pixelated porn with no sound would actively frustrate me, and annoy me. So I'd probably go with my own audios because, I mean, it's not like I need to use it. So if I really want them, then I can just have them there. And if I'm ever suddenly feeling very autosexual, then, they're ready to go. But otherwise, I don't really need pornographic material. And I don't, pixelation is annoying, so I would probably go with not that. Okay, I'm done now, and I should be going to bed. But you guys are all amazing. I can't believe you made it to the end of this ridiculous audio. I love you. You're amazing. You guys are the light of my life, and I don't know what I would do without you. I want you to just keep being amazing and loving yourselves because I love you, and I hope that you order food and then somebody accidentally gives you extra food. And it's food that you really, really like. And then you go back and you try to rectify it. And you're like, oh, well, I guess I should probably tell you that I didn't mean to order this or blah, blah, whatever. And they're like, no, it's okay. It was our mistake. And, you can keep the food. We're not going to charge you for it or anything. And then you have extra food that you absolutely love. And I hope that happens to you. And I hope that you are either going to sleep or waking up or going about your day very, very happily. And that's it. Bye.